This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 28 for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are stronger on Wednesday, making double-digit gains. With the final settlement, the November canola contract advances $12.50 at $577.60 per ton, and the January contract rises $12.90 at $589.30 per ton. A trader says he's not entirely sure as to why canola is up so much. He suggests it could be a rebalancing in the market, or perhaps the speculative funds are at work. Nevertheless, support for canola is coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil forfeits its earlier increases and is now lower, trying to temper further gains in the oilseeds. The trader says the labor dispute at CPKC and CN could see canola prices go either way. Domestic pressure could lead prices to pull back, or export demand could drive up values. Federal Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon is meeting today with both railways as well as the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference in a last-ditch attempt to stave off a work stoppage at midnight. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its August report yesterday, bumping up canola ending stocks to 2.23 million tons. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.64 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.38. Day 2 of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour says soybean pod counts in Nebraska are slightly above counts a year ago, while those in Indiana are much higher. Corn yields in Nebraska and Indiana are better than those last year. The United States Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending August 16th averaged just short of 1.1 million barrels per day. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces two private sales of new crop soybeans with 132,000 tons to China and 121,000 tons to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract adds 5.5 cents at $9.81.5 per bushel. October soy oil bumps up more than a third of a cent at 40.2 cents per pound. October soy meal inches up 50 cents at $306.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn nudges up a quarter cent at $3.98 per bushel. December oats gain 2.5 cents at $3.21. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December drops 12.5 cents at $5.44. Kansas City December retreats 9.5 cents at $5.52. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December pulls back 8.5 cents at $5.98. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.